Edentulism 2023 is the first international conference gathering world-leading researchers and professionals in all treatment options for edentulous patients. Let's discover together the speakers and partners who will share their expertise in the Canary Islands, Spain, between the 4th and 6th of May 2023.
Welcome back to the Zaga Centers podcast. This season is focusing on the upcoming conference, Edentulism 2023. And for this today, we're welcoming Professor Dr. Anita Visser. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning to you.
All right, so you're quite, I wouldn't say a publishing machine, but you're quite known for your publications in peer-reviewed journals, academy. Can you tell us a bit about yourself in 1 or 2 minutes? What is your background? What is your training? And what is your current focus on dentistry?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a professor in geriatric dentistry, but first I was trained as a maxillofacial prosthodontist working at the University Hospital in the north of the Netherlands in Groningen, the UMCG. I worked there for 25 years as a maxillofacial prosthodontist at the urosurgery, the oral surgery department. And the nice thing about this department is that oral surgeons and maxillofacial prosthodontics works together. And that was quite unique for this department when compared to other departments in the country. And because if you work together, you can solve problems together and you get better results. So our outcomes and our research was pretty good. So I was involved in research quite early during my education program. And I liked it a lot because we had a very enthusiastic colleagues with this education and the research. So then I started to do a PhD. I did a PhD on aftercare in implant-retained implants and prosthodontics. And from that on, I got involved in geriatrics, working in nursing homes. And there I saw so many things I never saw before. So I started doing research in geriatric dentistry. And from there on, I got to do some lectures and got involved in international programs. And from there on, I got a professor in geriatric dentistry. So I had to quit in the oral surgery department. And now I'm a teacher in university for the UMCG and the Radboud University in Nijmegen. That's it.
what a mix of clinical practice and academy in your case.
Yeah. It's quite a lot, but I learned a lot, and I like the profession, and I've got very nice colleagues that make me enthusiastic. And when I go to conferences and talk to others, then I got very inspired, and I'm very curious about things. So I'm always busy trying to find out and solve things, and trying to collaborate with others, making the job more fun.
All right, let us squeeze your curiosity then. I'd like to talk a bit about your more than 25 years of clinical practice. Mm. And we've seen it in the past, I would say 15 to 20 years, many different kinds of implants appearing, getting publications, clinical trials, talking about zygomatic implants, pterygoid implants, nasal implants, and obviously all kind of all-on-4, all-on-X treatment. Zygoma implant are a big player in this, I would say.
Yeah.
And they're the ones probably that are more mature compared to others, thinking about maybe on the other end of the spectrum, subperiosteal implants, which are still, I would say, in the innovation phase. Mm-hmm. And so from your perspective and experience as a collaborative group, when you were in the maxillofacial department, why is it important or essential to have all the portfolio of treatments at your disposal for treating edentulous patients?
Because no patient is the same. And you got young patients, old patients, patients suffering from oncology, patients who are frail, patients who are disabled. So No jaw is the same and no patient is the same. So you always get the mix and you always have to find the best solution for the patients. And a treatment is always an individual treatment. So if you get a cancer patient who is very frail and very old and has a very low jaw, you have to think about other things than when you have a patient who is young and lost the teeth due to trauma. Yeah, so every patient is different, and you have always to make an individual program for each patient, looking at all the advantages and disadvantages of treatment. What does it for the patient? Does he need surgery? Does he need complex surgery? Is he able to come for his aftercare? There are so many things to think about when you are making a treatment plan, and all these plans need to be individual and based on the advantages and disadvantages of all treatment options. Unfortunately, we have quite a lot of treatment options that makes it more easy, you would say, but sometimes it makes it also more complex because 25 years when I was educated in this maxillofacial prosthodontic department, we did not have that many options. But nowadays, there are so many options, so many surgical treatment options, also the options for regaining bone or to get artificial bone, all kinds of surgical techniques with membranes, bio-os, the options are so large. So you have to think. You have to know all the options and know everything about the patients, and then you have to combine these things. Yeah. Well, I hope this answer is satisfying a little bit.
It is, and I think this is a lot of food for your curiosity because you have a lot to learn on every treatment option.
You do, because I feel so sorry for these youngsters I have to teach now, because they have to know to learn so many things. I grow slowly into the stuff and the science. We started when Brennemark just finished his thesis, saying, well, we have to place implants in the lower jaw, and we did not know if it worked very well, and we did the research, and then this research in implantology, it involved and evolved so quickly with so many techniques, with so many brands. But when I started, we had only two or three brands, and only a few types of implants. But now it's crazy. It's such a complex it's a complex world now. So if you grow slowly into it, well, you know everything about it. But if you have to get in as a youngster and you don't know anything, well, it's really magic. It's like somebody who died in the 50s and wake up now and see what's going on in these years with telephones and everything. So
I think it's a great analogy, and you know, there's the number of techniques that increase, the different kinds of implants, obviously the number of implant manufacturers that multiply by I don't know how many, I can't count anymore. And all the implant systems.
Yeah, and when you have got one brand, they evolve also, and they have new techniques and new screws, new abutments, new types of screwdrivers, whatever. So even if you know the brand, then you still have to catch up with them to stick with your knowledge.
So now you focused on geriatric patients, so elderly patients. And in all these treatment options that we mentioned, sometimes one that gets a bit forgotten is removable dentures, which is a true treatment option for the patients. So how is an elderly patient different from a, I would say, young patient, let's say 40 years old compared to 80, 85?
Yeah, because when you get old, the chance to get the disease or get frail is large, and so we've got more and more elderly people, older people I have to say, and they suffer from all kinds of diseases, dementia, sarcopenia, they have dementia, Parkinson, the diabetes, and they use quite a lot of medicine. So all these diseases and medication and their physical abilities, they differ and they interfere with the treatment. Because going to the dentist when you're frail is really can become really hard. You become dependent on others, you become dependent on transport. But when once you're at the dentist, maybe you're not able to lay down in the chair, you may not able be lying still in the chair because of Parkinson and all kinds of tremor. It might be very difficult to get rid of all the water which is used during surgery and dental treatment due to dysphagia. You are a little bit you suffer from a little bit of dementia and you get impatient, and many frail elderly can't lay down that long and they are not that patient anymore. And sometimes they don't understand what's happening. They get frightened, and so there's also a behavioral problem. So an elderly person is not a youngster, and you have to get this into your treatment plan before you start. And then once you have your treatment plan, yeah, please keep it simple, because these elderly, they won't get more fit. They will get more frail and more frail during the years. So try to think if they are still able to get to the office. Are they able to brush? Are they able to get their oral hygiene themselves? Are they dependent on others? And so the success of your treatment is if the patient has a good oral hygiene care, is he able to receive professional aftercare? How difficult is the construction in his mouth? Because if he can come and he can brush, but the construction is that difficult that he isn't able to brush it very properly, and you get an inflammation. Well, if you have an inflammation in a simple construction, it's not such a problem. But if you get an inflammation in a difficult problem, well, then you have a real problem. Let's say for the zygoma implants, if you got an inflammation there and it goes up to your zygoma, well, that's more severe and health threatening than when you've got the implants in the lower jaw and they just fall out and that's it. So you have always to consider that patients get old, and if they get old, that it's a big hassle to get the superstructure healthy.
So I think it raises a very interesting questions, and I'm going to challenge you a bit on this one. We're talking about treatment planning for elderly patients. So what to plan for this patient, knowing that he or she may not be able to come to the office, may not be able to stand still. So we need a simple, I would say, empathetic treatment plan. But when we get a younger patient, let's say 40, 45 years old, this person receives an all-on-4, all-on-X or zygomatic implants because of what happened in the past. This patient will also get old and will need maintenance and cleaning. And how does this work? Because in very few treatment plans, we think, look, you will get a full mouth rehabilitation now, you're 40, 50. But what happens when you're 80? Because then we're facing the problems that we're trying to avoid when performing a simple treatment plan for the elderly patient.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I always ask my colleagues just to keep it simple, or and make a construction that you can modificate. And so if you can do a modification on a construction, then it's not a problem. Let's say, for example, you place 10 implants with a complex structure, you lose some implants. Is the construction then a complete failure, or can you move on with the remaining parts of this construction? So I always want to suggest to people use constructions that you can modificate, and that you always have a plan B. Let's say, for example, some parts of the superstructure are going to fail. What's happening next? What are you going to do? Do you have a plan B? Because if you have got a plan B, then there is no problem. And because the main aim and the goal of your treatment is to get chewing function, oral function, and to maintain health and the possibility to get everything healthy. If if your superstructure is very hard to maintain, and you will lose some parts, then and the whole superstructure is a failure, well, then you have a problem. So think about what are you going to make, and think of a construction that is easy to get it modified and still keep your chewing function, oral function, and your aesthetics and everything. Make it that in that way, lifespan resistant.
A very long prognostic for the patient to have teeth until they eventually pass away, because this is, I would say, the end of the journey. It's not a happy comment I'm doing now, but it's happening. So.
Yeah, and is it possible to make from if you're young, of course you want to have a fixed prosthesis and everything fixed. But if you get old and you lose some parts, are you able as a dentist to make a construction out of this fixed and change it to removable, which makes it more easier to maintain?
Simply because the patient wouldn't be able to go through general anesthesia or conscious sedation again because they're too frail.
Yep.
All right, so I think this is a promising topic for the conference that I'd like to get all the answers to the questions and more. So you will be speaking on day 3 of the conference, Edentulism 2023, focusing on all treatment options for edentulous patients. So there we have a very important, interesting philosophical topic: what happens when the patient gets old, especially with all the treatment options. So I understand your recommendation is to include in the planning an option, a plan B, to modify or edit the superstructure, the prosthesis, so you can still provide eventually a fixed denture, but alternatively a removable denture, but teeth to remain, to protect chewing function and you know the impact that a prosthesis has on the overall quality of life of the patient.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm looking forward to listening to your session. I have one last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were not a speaker to the conference, would you sign up for it? Would you leave Academy for 2 or 3 days and travel to the Canary Islands to sign up for it, to go there?
Yeah, of course. Because it's my research topic. So I would be foolish not to be there and meet all the colleagues who are involved in the same topics as I am. So I'm really looking forward to meet others and discuss and get inspired.
All right. Inspiration is one objective of the conference. Education and science is the second. So I think it's a great business for you to join us. You get science education that you have a lot already and inspiration that I hope we can provide a lot of that to you. And thank you for taking the time to participating in this podcast.
Yes.
I know you're busy. I know it takes 20, 25 minutes, but still you take the time to let the audience know what to expect from your session.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish you a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much and for this invitation. I'm really looking forward for the conference and I hope to meet you all there.
Edentulism 2023 is the first international conference gathering world-leading researchers and professionals in all treatment options for edentulous patients.